The president is giving Congress a to-do list. He's asking lawmakers to help him lower interest rates on mortgages for millions of homeowners. And he wants to entice U.S. companies with holdings overseas to invest that money here at home by ending some tax breaks they enjoy. The president is urging Congress to pass these and three other components of the Jobs Act he introduced earlier in the year.
We've all got to pull in the same direction. So even if Republicans are still saying no to some of the bigger proposals we made in the Jobs Act, there are some additional ideas that could help people get to work right now and that they haven't said no to yet, so I'm hoping they say yes.
The president says he's not getting a fair shake because Republicans continue to blunt his economic agenda. Arizona Congressman and GOP Senate candidate Jeff Flake says that's the point.
Well, I sure hope we are, because his agenda is going the wrong direction. It's higher taxes, more regulation. I hope we continue to blunt it.
A central plank in the administration's new legislative push is to renew a series of tax credits that have helped Arizona's renewable energy industry. A study in February by Elliott D. Pollack and Company estimates that Arizona's clean energy industry generates around $2 billion of economic activity. Arizona Democrat Raul Grijalva says Republicans are being foolish by opposing the program.
They're not only not giving it a fair shot, I think they're shooting themselves in the foot, because those, to me, are not only publicly acceptable, they will have a good impact on the economy, and their inability to at least compromise on some of those, I think it hurts them in the long run.
Arizona's clean energy industry is estimated to support around 16,000 jobs in the state. But Republicans say propping those jobs up with the tax credits is unfair to other sectors. Arizona Congressman Trent Franks wants to see them go away.
I think there's a lot of winners and losers picking in that. And of course, I'm adamantly against that. I don't think governments should do that, because then it becomes a politically driven economy, which is what we've had for the last 3.5 years, and it ain't working very well.
The president's plan would also provide tax credits to small businesses who hire new employees. The House has already acted on a bill to ease the tax burden on small firms, but Republicans still don't seem to be on board with the president. Frank says the Senate ought to take up some of the bills the House has already passed, and then the two sides can negotiate towards a compromise.
Absolutely. There's going to be differences. We can fight about that. But if we never even get a vote, if they ignore 32 jobs bills in this environment, it's kind of hard to know what to say.
But Congressman Grijalva says the GOP plan to slash the budget without investing in the economy isn't wise.
You know, that has to be a balanced approach, that austerity and cost-cutting are not going to pull us out of the hole. And I think what the president is doing right now is to try to create that balance. And more importantly, that's what we hear. That's the need. Jobs and energy independence, and those are two strategies toward that.
The partisan tit-for-tat is nothing new, and analysts expect the gridlock to persist through November's elections. That means the president and House Republicans are both likely to continue to see their agendas blunted. Voters will then be left to decipher which party is to blame for the sluggish economy. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.